Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. All but one of the California State University campuses are included on a new list showing colleges with the fastest rising tuition and fees. The U.S. Department of Education released the listing and has called on the schools to explain the rapid cost hikes. Meanwhile, the CSU Chancellor Charles Reed is expected to ask trustees next week to raise tuition for next fall by another 12% per year. The increase is being implemented to offset a cut in state funding. By the fall, the price tag for attending CSU will have more than doubled from what it was just 5 years ago. A one-of-a-kind Picasso drawing was stolen from a San Francisco art gallery Tuesday. The thief lifted the 1965 pencil drawing titled Tête de Femme off the wall, walked out the door of the gallery, and jumped into a taxicab. The work is said to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the endangered bighorn sheep population is up in California's largest state park. An annual survey of the peninsular bighorn in the Southern California Anza Borrega Desert State Park suggests the population is on the rebound. A hunger strike that began July 1st at Pelican State Bay Prison in Crescent City has spread to 10 other state prisons. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says roughly 2% of the prison population is now involved. The California Report's Rachel Miro has more.
Corrections spokeswoman Terry Thornton downplays the situation, even though it appears to involve more than 2,500 people. She says hunger strike doesn't really describe what's happening.
Many of them are just refusing a meal or two, maybe a breakfast and a lunch. Some are refusing for a day to show some kind of sympathy or not even stating why.
The list of inmate demands at Pelican Bay ranges from the small, better offerings in the prison canteen to the large, the end of collective punishment, and an end to an interview process that encourages inmates to incriminate others on their way out of Pelican Bay's Security Housing Unit, or SHU. The unit was designed to restrict interaction between people running prison gangs and the general prison population. For many, that means an indefinite stay in solitary confinement.
Some of them have lived there since 1989 when the prison opened. That's a long time, and they're facing the rest of their life in that environment.
Donald Spector heads the Prison Law Office, a nonprofit which periodically sues state prison authorities. Spector says the courts have yet to address what he calls inhumane conditions in the SHU, a characterization prison officials reject. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro.
A San Diego company is hoping to enlist creative minds from around the world to help develop a portable medical diagnostic device. Wireless giant Qualcomm is working with the XPRIZE Foundation to create a working version of a prop from the Star Trek television series. From KPBS, Eric Anderson reports.
Captain, tricorder picking up very faint life readings, approximately 700 meters from here. Help will have to be immediate.
The tricorder didn't have a starring role like Spock or Captain James T. Kirk, but the book-sized machine got screen time in nearly every episode of the original Star Trek TV series. The sensory device could scan people, places, or things. Here, Spock uses a medical tricorder to examine a dying Dr. McCoy.
Internal injuries, bleeding in the chest and abdomen, hemorrhage of the spleen and liver, 70% kidney failure.
That instant, in-depth analysis is what's captured the imagination of Qualcomm Vice President Don Jones.
The basic notion in the show was that you had a small handheld device you could wave over somebody and it would let you know what the problem was and what to do about it.
Jones and others think the idea may not be that far away. He works with medical product companies that use wireless technology. They already have devices like portable ultrasound machines, wireless heart monitors, and even a fertility device that measures a body's core temperature. Jones says the idea behind the XPRIZE competition is to reach out where medicine has not gone before.
Come up with a combination of sensors, software, kind of innovative approaches to collecting data and information to make it really, really easy to make a diagnosis and do it in a way that's relatively inexpensive, lightweight, small, portable, and as minimally evasive as possible.
Once the parameters of the competition are defined, the teams will compete to develop the portable medical diagnostic device. The medical field is already moving in that direction. Telemedicine, doctors diagnosing patients from video feeds, is a reality, and remote surgery is also a possibility. Mark Talamini is chairman of the Department of Surgery at UC San Diego. He thinks a lot about how technology can improve medicine. Simulators, remote surgical tools, and cell phone technology all factor in. However, Talamini says developing a portable diagnostic device raises the bar.
The way Bones used this device is he used it, a physician, and he looked at the results and interpreted that data and could suddenly say the patient has an aneurysm or magically say the patient has appendicitis.
Of course, the diagnosis isn't always magical.
I was unprepared for his attack. I instinctively used the Vulcan death grip.
Your instincts are still good, Mr. Spock. The captain is dead.
Talamini says the tricorder appears to be easy to use for trained professionals, but the concept might not work for average people.
A non-medical person gaining quick data to figure out whether a person has appendicitis versus a stomach infection versus just a little indigestion, that may be a long leap.
And therein lies the challenge. XPRIZE spokesman Michael Timmons says understanding the problem paves the road to an answer.
What we're trying to do is develop a mobile solution that can diagnose patients better than or equal to a panel of board-certified physicians. So essentially what it would do is enable anyone pretty much at any location to quickly and effectively assess health conditions.
The XPRIZE and Qualcomm will convene a panel of experts by fall to decide exactly what they want the tricorder to do. The winner of the competition will cash a $10 million check. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, July 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.